Hello everyone and welcome to episode 9 of the SFO Drifting Podcast. I am your...
Oh, Timmy. Sorry.
It's okay.
Couldn't help it.
I'm your host, Captain Ben. With me, Tim Murphy.
Hello.
And of course, Noel Garcia.
Hello, hello.
And it might get a little noisy this time around. We're actually on location at the Count 9 Dragway track, getting ready for the skid pad session for tonight happening. We're doing a little shakedown test for the King and Count 9 series. And actually, that's what this event is going to be all about. We're going to be talking about the King and Count 9 series. It might be a short episode. We're hoping it's a short episode.
It's going to have to be.
Yeah. Because we're going to have to run the track pretty soon.
About 25 minutes, yeah.
Yeah. So, in any case, let's start talking about the King and Count 9 series. Tim, talk to us over. What's it about? What's going to happen? Just give us a quick overview.
Okay, quick overview. Last year, most of you that know, we did a half season, I guess you could call it, of King and County Line, where we had two rounds and then a finals. This year, we said we want to do a full year season. So we got five events in total, four rounds leading up to the finals. The top 32 points will be invited to the finals in December. We incorporated U.S. Drift Circuit with the second round. We're actually going to be doing our second round of King and County Line. We'll be at the Dolphin Stadium, along with the U.S. Drift Circuit. So we'll be over there as well, judging there and counting those points for towards the series. Just something that we've been talking about for a long time, and the scene is starting to grow now where there's more want than there used to be for actual competition, so we're giving it to them.
Yeah, that's definitely good. Actually, that's pretty surprising at the last moment how... you decided to partner up with U.S. Drift Circuit for the second round. It's going to be definitely interesting. And I know a lot of people are kind of curious as to, oh, how is it they're going to have a King and County Line event not at County Line?
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing is the Dolphin Stadium is on County Line. We never said it's King of County Line Dragway. It's the King of County Line Road. County Line Road is also, the Dolphin Stadium is just east, but on the same latitude, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
So technically, it's still County Line, and you'll still be the king of it. So we're just gonna go out there, have a good time, and we're just do what we always do. We always have a good time. We always give the drivers a lot of seat time. But it's just trying to juggle. Since I'm partnered up with Chris Jackson with the USCC, to try to do my own thing with Ben and Noel and all of us here at Drift Sessions with County Line Dragway. There would have been too many events.
Yeah.
So, and Chris is, he picked a date, and of course he picked a date that was right on one of our dates that we already had set up.
Has to be in control.
Has to be. But I was talking and I was thinking about it, and I was like, heck, you know, technically it's County Line Road. So let's just move the second round to USDC. It'll make it interesting. It'll be a good show for those that want to continue in the series, get points, and definitely have a different track. And maybe next year, maybe we'll have a third location. And maybe it won't be King of County Line. Maybe it'll be King of Miami. Maybe we'll change the name. But
King of Miami.
Yeah, who knows?
Oh, boy,
King of South Florida.
King of South Florida or something. We're going to do something next year. If it's not King of County Line, it's definitely King of something. We're crowning somebody next year.
Yeah. That's it. What about some of the changes in regards to the points and the judging criteria and things like that compared to the last year? How about some of those changes?
The changes weren't so much drastic as far as we just totally changed our judging criteria. What we did is we clarified it, and we just made it more precise. So now the changes were, before where some of the judging criteria was up in the air, we're still using the point deduction scale like we do with King of County Line over in USDC. We carried that. We started that judging system with the King of County Line and a County Line with Drift Sessions, and then we carried that over to USDC. Then just incorporating that in both series makes it easier for the judge or the drivers. They're going to know what to expect. It's going to be the same thing. Heck, it's going to be even the same clipping signs.
Yeah.
So it should be really familiar for them.
Noel, you're one of the, I guess you can say, confirmed judges?
Yeah.
Or are you still on the fence about it?
Well, I can get the time off. Just I won't be here in the morning. I'll just be...
For USDC, though.
For USDC, I'll definitely get that off.
But we're still trying to find judges for next week for the first round.
Well, We'll talk about that after the podcast.
Okay, no problem.
But yeah.
Noah's actually thinking about going back to Tampa again. That's why he was one of the first round.
Oh, sookie, sookie.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Let's grow up.
No, but since you're gonna be one of the judges this year, what are you gonna be looking for? Are you still gonna be judging the same way, or are you gonna be a little bit more critical? Or
I'm gonna be looking for the same things, except I want to change the whole thing where if you get the speed, you get 10 points, but if you don't make the whole track. Like what I want to do is you gotta
score on your run or you don't get the 10 points either.
Exactly.
We incorporated that. One of the reasons was because we had a hard time getting people to score points at all.
Yeah.
So we were trying to find a way to get a top 32. Of course, that was at Drift Sessions at County Line Dragway where we're doing it, where the drivers were a certain level. USDC, the drivers are a different level, so we're going to definitely have to step it up. If you don't score any points on your run, you spin out, you get 0-0. Those speed points can't save you.
I don't care
anymore
if you're coming at 110.
Also, I noticed another thing is Alec McEwen, he did advance fairly well at USDC, but one thing that I definitely want to point out to the judge is that he was initiating very late, much later, because he's under power.
Yeah.
But we're going to have an initiation cone. That initiation cone, those cars, if they're not drifting, they're going to, points have got to be start being deducted from that cone on.
That sounds fair.
You're not going to gain points for entering early, but after that cone, it's going to have to be. I mean, if you don't have power, that's going to be tough. That's not fair to the guy that you're chasing or is following you as well.
I can see that it's fair for the drivers who have more power. It's going to be tough for the underpowered guys, but there's always a way around it.
Get more power.
You know, either more power, bump up rear tire pressure. There's ways around it. But it'll make the competition itself very interesting to see what the underpowered guys are going to come up with, because there's always a solution. I feel to some of the problems with the underpowered cars.
Yeah. I think a few years ago we had a guy that was on stock KA that did really well in SWD Pro-Am at PBR.
I saw it. He got fourth place.
That was Charlie Thompson.
Yeah, he did very good.
Yeah, fourth place in a stock KA and knocking out
Doug Vandenberg took him out.
Yeah, well, he's practically a pro.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, I know Noah was happy with it. I was like, oh, man, look at the sick Mustang, bro.
No, I wasn't. I was like, hey, if he can do that with a stock A, I could get in there with my Corolla. No, it can't happen.
Wishful thinking.
High hopes.
Yeah.
In any case, how about some of your predictions, guys? I know last year we saw some promising drivers. We saw SC Falero basically come out of retirement and try to go at the series. But
we have Gabe Morales that's going to be hopefully bigger key player in this one. We are doing – last time around we did the speed through the first clipping zone. This time we're doing entry speed at the County Line Dragway for the second left. We're going to do entry speed. And the reason why I'm choosing that, because of Gabe Morales, he was sandbagging. So that's going to affect that. He's not going to be able to sandbag, because if he's not getting the points, and he's not getting, or not the points, but if he's not getting the speed in tandem as he was in qualifying, he's going to automatically lose that round. We're not going to allow that, because we're going to look at your consistent speed. If you're consistently going slower than you were in qualifying, we're going to consider you sandbagging, and we'll be able to document that. So we're going to use that to try to alleviate some of the other drivers' frustrations with that situation.
Yeah. But, again, other hopeful drivers, you think?
I would say
Bill
Daron.
Daron, I don't know if he's making it for on one. I haven't talked to him. But, okay, Bill Fisher's going to be in a missile car. I mean, he's already destructive. I mean, not like his other car wasn't a missile car, but this car is going to be a designated missile car. So it's going to be interesting what he does with, I'm assuming, less power. I don't know what the car is. If anybody knows, you can definitely post on it.
I know it's a coupe, but it's a 240 coupe.
Okay,
that's all I know.
Power. So that's going to be interesting to see what he's going to be doing in that car. We got some new drivers that have been doing a skid pad that want to compete that look like they might be doing okay. We'll see how they attack the second one. Chris Jackson is supposed to be doing the first round as well.
Oh gosh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
we might have to end it early.
Right? Due to unforeen circumstances.
Yeah, wheel falling off or
wheel
car catching on fire.
I think all three will happen. The car will catch on fire, he'll spill gas on the audience, and they'll catch on fire, and he'll lose a tire.
I see another potential is JJ.
doing JJ and Doug.
JJ, yeah.
But they did the last one. As far as new drivers this series, I think it's going to be majority of it's going to be somebody that we've seen before. It would be interesting to see somebody new, but right now I don't know of anybody new.
I can't think of anybody.
At least in our area.
Yeah, I can't see anybody coming out of the woodworks right now.
It would be nice to see some guys come down from Orlando to try to hit the series to make it to the finals. But we'll see. You know, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Anything particular different that's going to happen with at the Sunlight Stadium event at round two?
Well, we had some issues with the grandstands and the line being long. We had a meeting with the Sunlight Stadium this last week, and we worked in the next contract. We're going to actually have some big grandstands, not those little things. We're going to have three big grandstands. We're going to be using the Dolphin Stadium ticket booth, so that'll make it easier for us to man the gate. We're going to have the employees from the stadium are going to handle all the ticket sales and all the ticket grabbing and the money exchange. We'll have a separate line for the car show. And then the pits, the driver and vendor area for their trailers and everything, they're going to have an entire parking lot to themselves.
Okay.
So it's going to be the influx of cars coming in is not going to be as strenuous for the people working the gate as it was this last time.
Oh.
We have three different areas of entry. Your car show has its entry. Spec General Admission has their entry. And then the driver and vendor roll in have their entry. So it's going to flow a lot smoother. We're going to have better grandstands. We're working on some more things for the spectators to do, like a rock climbing wall, some other things that are interactive, because we really want to have, we want the spectators to have a good time. The feedback we've got from the stadium, there are a lot of people from the stadium that have friends that came there, and the local police department, they're all asking, they're constantly asking people saying, when's the next one, when's the next one?
So that's good. Of course the police department is asking when's the next one. That way they can set up their little traffic.
Yeah, that's what everybody says, but we're going to have a handle on that next time. But that being said, everybody is anticipating the next one, which is good, because there's buzz in the air. Last time we got over 3,000 people. I think the final count was 3,200 people that we got in. The stadium is... they're really working with us. They're giving us their production crew. They're going to make us a video, a commercial. They're going to shoot it to 700,000 emails that they send for their newsletter.
Wow.
They're going to work on some radio advertising for us. So they're really working together, and they're like, we did 3,000 this time because we're going to do 6,000 next time. So they're really behind us on this one.
So this time around, Chris Jackson doesn't have to spam so much.
He doesn't have to spam so much. And not only that, what's also good is that we're thinking, we're talking with the Extreme Go-Karts. And we're probably going to integrate some form of go-kart where the spectators can actually ride go-karts at the event as well. So that'll be interesting, too.
That'll definitely be interesting.
Well, like I said, we want to have a lot for the spectators, too. So they come there and they're entertained for the whole day.
That's definitely good. How about the tech requirements? I know...
seatbelts are important.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure. But anything different with tech requirements? And also... is there going to be different tech requirements for the second round? But first, talk to us a little bit about this year. Are there any overall changes with the tech requirements?
For the King of County Line, the tech requirements are the same at County Line. Unfortunately, for some of the drivers that we're on a different thing here, a whole different world when we do our drift sessions at County Line. We let cars tandem, you know, without cages and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lot slower track. At USDC, it's a faster track, and we're not going to be able to do that. You're going to have a cage. The tech requirements and specifications are up. You can find them on the USDC Facebook. I'm pretty sure it's up there. You're going to have a cage. You're going to have all your safety features. It's going to be ran the same way as last USDC was. There's not going to be anything changed as far as tech requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people may ask, how are we going to do a solo and tandem competition in the King of County Line as far as points? Because at County Line, people could tandem. There, we're going to, if you score first place in solo, you're going to get first place points, and so on in tandem. That kind of, I'm going to sidetrack off to another subject, which is along the same thing as far as tech requirements. I want to definitely point out to people that we do have certain tandem tech requirements at County Line. We have to have a fire extinguisher. You have to have a safety cutoff switch. You have to have... there's certain safe tow hooks. And, you know, there's certain things that you need to be able to tandem at County Line. Now, the issue when we do qualifying, if you're a number one qualifier, but you don't have the... if your car isn't up to tech standards to tandem, you're going to be bumped to 16th place.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much you're going to forfeit your when it comes to tandem competition, you're going to forfeit your spot and you're going to be bumped to 16th, and you get the points for 16th place. Some people say that's not fair, but we're really not asking much to get your car up to tandem specs. Yeah. So that's
no, I know.
And we have to have some
compared to some of the other tracks where it's like you have to have at least some kind of like cage. Some
right. And the majority of the cars do have cages. But we're not talking high entry speeds here, so.
And also other safety equipment like certain seat belts and a certain
fire
seat.
Suits, right, and stuff like that. Yeah. So
it's considering the other kinds of events that are going on. It's very easy going. It's very easy to get into tandem, and it's all about having a good time at the end of the day.
It is about keeping it fun.
Yeah, it is. This is pretty much one of the essential KDF events, if you want to call it that.
What?
Well, we keep drifting fun. We do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
One of the events
everybody
actually
has a good time.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. County Line's always been fun.
Whether other people recognize it or not.
Yeah. is there anything else you guys want to point out about the King County Line series?
You can start bribing me now.
Yeah. Start bribing him now.
If you want to win.
No, nothing really. It's just we're having a good time. Come out, compete. If you can get points in one or two events, you have a good chance to make a top 32.
Uh-huh.
So don't, if you don't make the first one or the second one, don't let that deter you from coming out in the third and the fourth one.
Definitely. I mean, we have four rounds this year.
Four
qualifying points, and then at the end, it'll be the top 32.
Just come out and have fun. That's all it is. Just focus on having fun.
We also got Stoked on board. Stoked Cigarettes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they've got a booth. So now you're going to start sponsoring the event, which is good.
Now I got to take up smoking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So let's go ahead and switch gears a little bit. Talk a little bit about Formula Drift. I know a lot of the guys got interviewed at the Tech Day, and I know one guy in particular. I know Noel, I'm pretty sure, knows about this. Taka Ono got interviewed. Noel, what do you think about his car this year?
It seems like he's getting the car together a little bit better this year. The package is a little bit better sponsor-wise and equipment-wise. He moved up from Nexen tire to Hankook tire, and I think the tire itself is definitely a step up. As for Nexen, would only use the N9000, which is their top-of-the-line tire for drifting on the front, and then they'll just use their regular street tires out in the back. As for Hankook, he's going to run the RS3, which is their top-of-the-line drift tire, all the way around. So he's going to have the grip, and that'll definitely bring up the speed. And let's see about his driving. Let's see if he's going to be doing well. He's the only guy that's been out there with a Corolla since day one. So, I mean, you know, he's definitely an inspiration to me. And to other Corolla guys, and he's also, you know, let's hope for the best for him. You know, let's keep some of the old school cars alive.
Okay. What do you think about also some of the Florida drivers? I know we now know that Jeremy Lowe is not going to make it over to the first event.
That's a shame.
Really, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's funding.
Yeah, and. Jason Giovanni's not doing it. Well, Dan Savage, I know he's not from down here, but Rapper Dan Savage isn't competing as well. He's going to be spotting for Chelsea.
There's a lot of guys that, you know, they just came off a Pro-Am last year, and they're still paying off their debts from last year, and it's tough. Formula D is not cheap. It is very expensive, but, you know, it will be. We still have a huge rookie class coming in this year, and I think it's going to mix it up a lot. We got a lot of good drivers from what I've seen. Let's see what they can mix up in the series. You know, I think this year is very. There's been a lot of excitement brewing up before. There's a lot of anticipation before the first round.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are stepping it up after Daigo Saito's. Triumph last year, if you want to call it that, which it was. After his championship run last year, everybody's stepping it up.
Hey, James, go ahead and start running the cars at 6:30.
Oh, okay. So, everybody's stepping it up. Horsepower, suspension setups.
Bye-bye.
you know, Wise Fab came out with a kit for FD. A lot of people are coming out, you know, they're coming out swinging. So, I mean, it's going to be a very interesting year.
What do you guys think about the Daigo Saito with his Dodge Challenger? Did you guys see that video?
What is he using to compete in FD, though?
No, he's using the SC430 in the States. He was testing.
I didn't see the video.
Dodge Challenger.
No, I've been so busy with the garage.
The car looks grippy. It has a lot of roll incorporated into it, but I just think that's just
difference. What my brother was saying, right? That looks like it's just kind of like floating, like.
Well, it's a boat. Yeah. Look at the car. It's a boat.
Yeah, but, you know, stiffer suspension setup would make the car a little bit more predictable.
It probably does have stiff suspension. Just, you know, the car's got to be lighter than it was from the factory.
Yeah.
I'm sure they took some
definitely
weight off it, but still, it's just a big car.
But you could just see the weight moving over onto, like, certain wheels, and then, like, you could see that it's putting down the grip there. The car, if I was driving, would be completely unpredictable. But it's Daigo, and you know he can drive anything, like a madman. And the car just looks grippy. It just goes to show the difference in tuning between both USA and Japan. There's different mentalities in the way cars are built. But I think he's taking the best of both worlds and just taking the drifting world by storm.
I wonder how Sam, the previous owner, is reacting to
Cubanet.
Yeah, is reacting to seeing his car being driven that way, and it must be like, damn.
He's probably like, man, I wish I could have driven a beat you with that car.
Yeah,
that looks like fun.
Honestly, I don't think Sam cares.
He's too busy with his rallycross and stunt driving.
Yeah, making commercials for Lamborghini, whatever.
Just find it funny how 3 years in a row, we've lost some of the first three champions of Formula D. We've lost them. Tanner went out first.
Yeah.
Then Sam, and now we lost Reese Millen. That's another story. He was a huge impact in Formula D.
So he's just backing out because Hyundai backed out?
Hyundai backed out of drifting.
I know, but so that means he can't drive now? It's like,
he just doesn't want to fund it. He doesn't want to fund it himself, apparently. I mean, that's what it looks like to me. But, I mean, you can't blame the guy. He's a superstar. Why would he have to pay to drive?
Because he's got the money to do it. That's why.
Whatever.
You got the money to do it, you should do it.
Well, I think he's smart enough to know not to, like, do it on his own funds.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. And
why not go just do Pro-Am? Just get
true.
A freaking cheap car, put it together, and just go out there and do Pro-Am. You know, Pro-Am guys would love that.
Yeah,
that would think about
true.
Think about the people you're talking about.
But he's
about
not going to waste his time doing that.
But why? I think somebody should. I think if you're not going to do it, you should at least, I don't know, I would do it. If I was pro and I was like, you know, I just don't have the budget and I don't have the sponsor, you know what, let me just get a car together and just let me go.
So basically you're going to be doing a Doug Vanderbrink.
No, not with a pro car, though. I'm just saying, get a car together, like just a...
Oh, okay.
Start getting like a missile car, or like what the Bloodmasters? Bloodmasters do. Get
all
a car
the
like
DA
that. Guys? Yeah, well, DA, whatever. And do that. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would... That,
just go out there, have fun.
That would be interesting.
Right. And that would, honestly, not having a pro car and going out there and pushing these guys, that's going to push those Pro-Am drivers up level, too. Because, when you drive with better drivers, it makes you a better driver.
Yeah.
I would just do it because, to me, that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Tim likes to have fun.
There you go.
Why not?
That's what it's about.
He's still doing his rally and hill climb and rally cross, all that stuff. So, I mean, he's not fully out of motorsports. It might just be a break from drifting. Let's see if he comes back in 2014, you know, along with other drivers that have been out of the game for a while. That would be really interesting if that were to happen. But either way, with or without Reese, this year is going to be insane. Very crazy.
You know how to stretch subjects really well, you know?
I know.
You were good at book reports.
Weren't
you? No?
No, I wasn't good at school at all.
Neither was I. I barely graduated.
Yeah.
If I just know what I'm doing, if I like what I'm talking about, I could go on forever. It's a problem.
No, it's not a problem. It's okay.
So anyway.
Yeah, you're very passionate.
Very passionate. Very passionate.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and before we wrap this up, predictions for FD.
Of course, he's going to be up there. I don't think he's going to take first place this year. No. You know, Mike is actually talking about doing a fantasy drift league.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wants to do get a pot together.
I
think that's a good idea. It's something different.
Oh, gosh.
But my pick this year, I think Chelsea's going to be. I think Chelsea's going to make it close to the top three if he can do all the events. Because his new car is supposed to be a nice, good setup.
Oh boy!
Here we go. First car of the night.
Well, let's let him run.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Quickly, Noah, your predictions.
My pick for this year to win the championship is Fredrik Asbo. He's been looking incredible last season. And he's in a car that... This is apparently too loud for me right now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So that's 2000 with a 1J. It's kind of distracting.
Yeah.
It's a living contradiction.
Yeah.
It's anyway, he's in a car that he's been... This is his third season, and he just went testing. He's really happy with the car. I think he's going to do incredible with that car, and it's a very well-built car, built by Stefan Papadakis. If you don't know who he is, he was pretty much one of the best in Honda drag racing.
It's June Meng's in this year, too. We'll see how his...
Yeah, and
he had more time to work on his car. We'll see how it helped, if it helped or not. So we'll see how he can handle the car.
Yeah. So, Ben, who's your prediction? And I know you're...
It's kind of distracting watching
it's been out 20 times. It's interesting. I already want to go and jump in
and
check it out. Yeah. Well, let me just say this right quick. Daigo Saito. And on that note, thank you guys for listening to the SFL Drifters podcast. We're about to go start the skip pad. And we hope to hear from you next time around. Tune in and have a good evening.
Good night.
Good night, I guess.
Or good day.
Or good day, whatever.
Why are you so confusing?